Every teenage barber has an unfair advantage. And in this video, I'll be breaking down the 5 essential tips for every teenage barber to get ahead. Now, this first one is simple. Don't flex your money. Save it and get ahead. Now, for those of you who are still living with your parents, listen to me very closely. You have such an unfair advantage over the competition. You have little to no bills, no expenses whatsoever, and you're making some decent money to start off your career. But hear me out. Lifestyle creep is real. Buying unnecessary clothes, cars, jewelry, eating out in expensive restaurants for no goddamn reason. And look, I get it. Because at the end of the day, you'll make the excuse that since you're making so much money at this young of an age, and it's not gonna really hurt to spend a little bit here and there. However, you need to look at it as the expense that it is, not the fact that, you know what, you can afford it now, so why not just spend it? Because what you do with your money right now will dictate where you're gonna be at 10 years from now. The ones who continually spend their money just to flex on the newest shoe drop or buy a car they really don't need will still be playing a game of catch up 10 years down the road. And more than likely, they'll still be cutting hair stuck behind a chair with next to nothing left in their savings account. All the while, the ones who actually put their money away and stack and think long-term will already be removed from barbering and building their 7-figure per year business. Because not only did they take care of the money they made when they were younger, they utilized the asset of time to work in their favor. Second, I want you to get out of your hometown for a week. Go somewhere to get a reset on your vision and get outside of what you're typically used to in your hometown. Maybe go out to a big city like LA or Miami. Spend money on a really nice dinner for yourself. You really just want to experience what's possible if you start making more money. Now, this is not to contradict my first point whatsoever, but listen, most barbers have such low goals in life because they've never been around money prior to that. Hell, for a majority of people, they've never experienced a different way of living really outside of their hometown. And how do you expect to get extraordinary results that no one else in your hometown has ever gotten in their life if you've never physically seen it done before? Because to me, seeing is believing. And if you see or experience these things, you could start understanding that you can also achieve this in your life if you play the game of business correctly. All you really gotta do is set some money aside to be able to actually blow on some of these activities. Maybe it's like twice a year or like once every quarter. And these can be trips, dinners, or just even experiences that put you out of your comfort zone. Really, you want the main identity to be this one thing. You really want to question or feel if maybe you're not worthy of this experience or this thing. Maybe it's a type of service they're offering at a restaurant, the ambiance you're around. Maybe it's not you feeling worthy enough to be in the place of business, or maybe if it's a hotel that you're staying at. And this is really good because it gives you awareness on your current beliefs as a person. And once you have awareness, you want to attack those beliefs. Why do you not feel worthy enough to be in that spot? Why do you feel out of place? I'm not trying to get all woo-woo bullshit on this thing, to be quite honest with you. But for barbers, the majority of their business growth is going to come from actually developing themselves and growing as an individual, really questioning their beliefs overall. Because attacking these inner beliefs of yourself will yield you more growth for the years to come. Third, I want you to fill your time with less TikTok and more audiobooks, or just books in general. Developing yourself as a person is the name of the game on this point. Your parents got to where they are in life because of the person that they are. And that's not a shot at your parents whatsoever. But understand, that's your baseline for who you are as a person. And if that's the baseline, every single person's mission should be to grow and surpass that. Because if you develop the person that you are, you're going to create so much better results in life. And being in your teens gives you a weapon that no one else can buy, which is time. However, most of your peers are going to be throwing all of their time away just scrolling aimlessly on TikTok and Instagram just to pass the time. Instead, you should see time as a currency that can be invested and create compounding results over an extended period of time in your own life. When you start seeing time as a currency that you can now deploy, you can start minimizing its waste. Because look, you have a goal you want to achieve in the next 5 years. Everyone does. And eventually, you and myself will get to meet that person 5 years from now. It's inevitable. Only those who use their time for building long-term results instead of wasting it on short-term indulgences will actually yield the results back in the life that they actually truly desire. Now, you do not have to go cold turkey on all social media platforms, at least immediately. But every time time you find yourself aimlessly scrolling on TikTok and Instagram, simply just exit out the goddamn app, go to your audiobooks, go to a podcast, and pop one of those things on. Because the moment you begin to build that love for learning is the moment you'll start yielding better results in your future, because you're going to want to do it all the time. Number four, do not plan on being a barber for more than 5 years. And more importantly, have a plan. Because when I first started cutting hair, I had no plan. I just wanted to make some money, and I thought eventually I'd figure everything out. However, this led me to aimlessly go through life, waking up every single day, year after year, just to go in the shop and cut hair, which honestly left me fucking miserable. And I had to come to realize that I never planned to actually leave the barber industry, that I was planning to be a barber for life, making barely enough to pay my bills and barely scratch by month after month, which honestly is not something I wanted at all for my life. Here's my point. Have a plan to leave barbering right now, because this is not a long-term career. It's a great short-term vehicle that can generate you a lot of cash and get you on the right path in life, because the lamest thing anyone can be is a barber for 15 plus years, barely making $3,000 a month, struggling to pay bills and having less than $1,000 in the bank account after all that time they dedicated to the industry. Don't allow yourself to waste that time, because that's a harsh reality for many barbers in the industry. Number five is, I want you to look at what you're making right now as mere pennies as what you can typically generate in a business, because there's so much more money out in the world to make, and you need to be coming from a place of abundance. And as a barber who lives with their parents, who's young, no bills, no expenses, all the money you make right now can seem like very big money. However, that can lead you to comfort, and comfort ultimately leads to a lack of drive or desire to continually grow and push things forward, which ultimately just hinders your overall progress. Because in the big game of business, because a mere $6,000 per month is truly just pennies compared to some of these behemoths that are in business. And just ask yourself, if you're somebody who has lofty goals for what you want to achieve, not only in life, but in business, will staying at $6,000 per month really help you achieve those things? Because what about $20,000 a month, $50,000 a month, $100,000 a month? When you see money relative to maybe your family, friends, or peers, sure, you feel like a big fish compared to them, because they work regular jobs and probably are overall complacent with that too, which is not a problem. What about comparing that money to someone who's playing the game of business at such a higher level than you? Because not only should that disgust you, but also get your sights on bigger goals and actually light some type of fire under your ass to continue building towards bigger goals, and not become the typical average barber who's just complacent in life.